a meeting to order for the Lapine TRT Committee on Tuesday, June 15th. Excuse me, this is the past meeting. Today is Wednesday, October...
You mean it's going to get warm again?
Sorry, here's the difference.
Sorry, you've got 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
You can tell I'm an outgoing jerk. At any rate, meeting is called together, called to order, we do have a forum.
We're after a roaring start.
Okay, first order of business is to get my act together. Has everybody had a chance to review the meeting minutes from the last meeting, which happens to be June 15th?
We've got some hard copies here if anybody needs
it. There are hard copies. Here's one. Do you need a copy? Just take a brief few minutes to review it. If you see any revisions or errors, let me know. Otherwise...
You know what? I think I have Mike Jensen signed on that.
Yeah, you have Mike Jensen. I have to sign my name. This is even better.
Actually, I think he still has to sign it.
Technically, yes. I'm going to cross out with the approval of Mike Jensen's name and put my name.
Are you going to follow the agenda in order, or do we want to go ahead and make a motion to approve these?
Yeah, we're just going to we're going to do the Pledge of Allegiance first.
That's what I was wondering.
Do we need to do the roll call?
Let's backtrack here a minute. Let's do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Okay.
And then we'll obviously have the questions. Mike.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
My apologies. Okay, we'll do a roll call beginning with a member of the committee to my left.
Ann Gayworth, committee member.
Mike Jensen.
Linda Johnston. Robin Marisol.
Justin Cutler.
And Art Euchre. Okay. Now that we're back on track, you had a question about something in the minutes, Linda?
Well, on this thing about when I said discuss the TR funds, I think from the greater Lapine area.
Which page is it?
Page 3.
Okay. Okay, from the greater Lapine area?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want to rephrase that, like, well, I was going to say greater Lapine or South County, because I think you're, well, probably doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's anything that goes from the 9773 zip code that goes right directly to Bend.
Yeah.
And or I mean Deschutes County, and we never see any of it, and yet it's a Lapine zip code and address and everything else. Specifically, I'd like mentioned East Lake, Paulina, South North Twin, Wiki Up, Crane Prairie, and all of the RV parks and the
State Rec.
What about Cultus?
I think Cultus is Bend address. There's a cutoff someplace up there, but we could check Cultus too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thanks, Linda. Any other corrections to those minutes? Okay, Chair will entertain a motion for approval of the minutes as corrected.
I make a motion to approve the minutes as corrected.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
An extension?
Yes, sir.
Well, I just abstained because I wasn't here.
Okay. Not a problem. Okay, Patty, there's the signed version, and you can make the revisions to that page three and then include that there, if that's okay. Okay, everybody knows that we have the new members on the committee that were brought on with Aaron and Justin, and Linda Smith is not here. She is excused. And Mike Jensen was elected in the June meeting to be the chairperson of the committee as we move forward into the next term. And unless there's an objection from anybody on the committee, I would like to have Mike take over chairing the meeting this evening, because you guys are going to be doing the work coming the first of the year. I'm not. So I'm going to step back and enjoy the ride for a few minutes.
Okay. Well, I think that the main things we wanted to touch base on today were just kind of expectations for next year. I think that we need one more committee member to join us, and we'll start to put some feelers out on that. I know it's
we're
on
still advertising.
Yeah, I know it's on the website as well. But I think that certainly for Justin and Ann, and I know you guys have both been around, I think it's good to have a discussion about what is and what is not considered appropriate for TRT funding, and then maybe talk a little bit about time frames and things like that for next year.
Before you break into that, I just have a question. Rick, you may or may not know the answer to this, but you have contacts that can find the answer to this. It's come to my attention that there's apparently some legislation before the state at this time with regards to the city's portion of TRT funding, that they can opt to take as much as 70% as opposed to the current statute of 30% max.
There is discussions that's going probably to the next session of legislature that would give the cities more discretion with the transient room tax. Because right now, I think they get 30%.
30%. Yeah,
70%.
The 70%.
And it's really, for the city, it's not that big of a deal. But the problem is, if you're a high tourist county, like Deschutes County, or the city of Bend, or you Ashland, or go down your Eugene, they're saying with the budget crisis they have, and they're cutting all their funds, and then they've got all this transit room tax money that's been dedicated to promote the tourism, and yet they can't pay for the roads or the cops to take care of the tourists and everything else. So it's just the bottom line of the economy and the pressure on the budget. So there will be a movement from the League of Oregon Cities and probably Association of Counties.
What's your sense of the possibility of that passing legislation?
I have no sense of that. It was talked about when I was at League of Oregon Cities last week. There'll be a battle. I mean, the whole motel industry will, and Chamber of Commerce will get their dander all up and run around there in a flop. Who knows?
It just brought to my attention. Linda mentioned it earlier today, and I have not heard it.
The definition always seemed still broad enough. If you could be creative, you could spend more of it anyway. But I'm not sure. That's going to be interesting, because with the money shortfall coming up, they are going to do things that would not have. If you'd said before this year, I would have said, they aren't going to change it. But with the realities coming, because if they take pressure off of the cities and counties this way, it takes a little pressure off the state.
It's from my perspective, it's sort of self-inflicted misery on the part of the state.
Yes. I won't comment on the record.
Okay.
Yeah. So that could happen. Is there legislation to follow? And it's something when you have these little candidate things, sometime to ask Gene Wisnett or Chris Telfer or one of those folks.
We'll see Gene next week.
We'll see Gene.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to. Okay. Sorry.
Great. Okay. Well, I think that certainly, for those of you new coming on, one of the things that that is kind of a thing that helps get up to speed on what funding items we consider. We have to remember that we're dealing with the fiscal year that begins July 1st of 2011 and goes through June 30th of 2012. So that was an issue where we had a few applicants this year. I don't quite remember who they were.
Mountain Man.
The Car Club was one.
What was the Car Club?
Because their event was scheduled before the beginning of the...
it was scheduled for June...
So they were gracious enough to rescind the request and hopefully reissue it and reschedule so it's the event now.
So that's one thing that's important to remember is that and it kind of gets a little confused. Maybe we'll just bring a calendar when we start in January, February time frame. I'm wondering also if we might want to talk a little bit about just some of the overall rules, regulations from the coverage of advertising, things like that, how far things should reach, things like that.
Over the last 2 to 3 years, what we had, and albeit it's an arbitrary thing because there is really nothing in statute that dictates how you divide that. But for instance, the rodeo is the one that comes to mind. They do a great deal of advertising outside of the area, but they do advertising locally. And the committee agreed, and the city council agreed by their agreeing with our proposal that if you're advertising for an event in Lapine, and that advertising includes publications that are available here in Lapine, that we had to figure out, it wasn't 100% applicable. And I believe we pretty much settled on, 25%, we would fund 25%. It was a 75 that we would say qualified because of the, I can't remember. We broke it up 75-25.
I think it was 25 that we allowed because the Wise Guys and Frontier were outside pretty much within the 50 mile.
Right. And so that will be up to the committee in conjunction to determine if they think that continues to be a fair percentage. But again, I think it's very subjective. I don't know. Again, the statutes don't speak to it, so we were trying to be as fair and good stewards of the funds as we could be.
And that potentially could change just because of the geographical area as the Newbury Eagle has expanded.
Their
distribution area is larger. Their percentage would be, I would expect,
and Wisebuys as well has increased their distribution area.
Yeah, I mean, Sandy's going all the way down to Klamath County, almost to Klamath Falls.
What was the issue? That you give them X amount, they have to spend X amount in
outside.
Essentially, for every $100 they were spending on it, bulk advertising, we settled on a figure that 25% of that could be covered by TRG because it would be outside that 50 miles.
The idea is we want to bring in visitors, tourists who are coming from at least 50 miles away and staying at least one night. So from here to Redmond is almost,
And just to be clear for the record, that 75-25 only had to do with what we consider our local papers.
Right.
Did not apply to.
So if they were advertising in the Redmond Oregonian, it qualified.
Mm-hmm. How much money did you give them?
25% of what they were asking, didn't we?
For
marketing.
If they came in their request for funding it with $5,000, I'm just using this number, $5,000 advertising budget, we asked them to break that down. How much of that was in the Oregonian? How much of that? So we knew where each dollar was going, and then those dollars that were spent outside that 50-mile radius were clearly qualified for TRT mm-hmm. funding, but those that were spent on advertising that could be viewed within that 50-mile radius, we cut that. We cut that by 75% because it just seemed to be. You can't give them 100% of it by statute, but
and this is a
some of it does get outside the area.
It's another reason why we endorsed to the council and proposed that many of the people making requests make them through the visitor center, tourism center, because when you're dealing with a cumulative marketing budget and advertising budget, it's a lot easier to go to XYZ stations and say, okay, I need a better deal.
Yeah.
Those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Plus the fact that there are some stations in Bend that that have a much better reach than others.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't expect them to go to KITC and say, okay, can you make that 50 miles? Because it's just not going to happen.
It doesn't get 50.
No, it doesn't. It's not 5 miles.
Yeah.
Well, and I think one thing that we do as a group is that we work together to come up with a consensus, and then we also use the people that are applying, and we worked as a team mm-hmm. to do what we can for them, because we were strictly told from day one by Mayor Dees that we did not have the authority to disprove or approve anything, deny or approve anything. We could only make recommendations.
Yeah, we have to remember that's the purpose of this committee. We are an extension of the city council, and we make a recommendation to them. They can do whatever they darn well please.
Yeah. And one of the things that we implemented or have been attempting to implement, and I would hope that this getting started this early, you'll have an opportunity to maybe put some more flesh on that skeleton, is to get data from the app, the regular applicants, such as
tracking
the car
mm-hmm.
show, etc.
Yes.
So, after the fact, what'd you spend here, so that so that the committee can say, okay, well, historically, you're getting this many people from outside the area, so we need to adjust our recommendations accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you think you're going to get 500 people from outside, that doesn't necessarily mean that's the case. And without getting some sort of statistics, it's tough. And
the car club can tell you who came,
yeah,
where they stayed, where they had breakfast, and how much money they spent in Lapine. And I thought, whoa!
And we had encouraged the Rodeo Association to put mm-hmm. something on their ticket structure to where the people in the ticket booth query people, where their mm-hmm. zip code is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they've done that, but I think they need to be encouraged to do that, because without that data, uh-huh, you're just throwing a dart at a board and hoping mm-hmm. that you're hitting it close.
Does the application say somewhere, ask them to be specific about their print advertising?
It just says, explain the advertising. That's one thing I've written down, is that I think that at some point we might revisit the application before we send it out to the to the
detailed
world
instructions as to what we're looking for.
Yeah, so
they don't have to. They don't have to go back and.
Yeah, and so maybe I know that this past year, I believe we started around the first part of March or so. Does that sound right, Patty?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We had set the deadline for applications, I believe, March 1st.
So I think that one suggestion I would have is that maybe we try to get together in maybe late January, early February, mm-hmm. and kind of hash over the whole application, review it beforehand, and come in and just kind of work through it. That way we can have it out there. Do we have anything that requires X amount of time before the application goes out?
I don't think there's any requirement. It's just
nothing about this.
I think
it would be nice
to mind the schedule of city council meetings, because obviously they will have to approve any revisions
yeah.
to that application. And in the fact that you're going to want to get that application in the hands of the organization.
Well, the application, I can, if you give me, I can review the application. Well, we don't have to take the application to the city council.
Okay. Oh, okay, great. Yeah. Great. Well, then that saves us a lot of time.
You know, mm-hmm. You guys come up with one, you know, they aren't going to worry about the does and the r's and how many lines it has on.
You know, you don't necessarily have to me, but you might want to, each one of you, review the application between now and the first of the year.
Well, we could send
and
out
submit
the
your recommendations
blank
to Mike. And then you guys, the first, second week of January, could get together, finalize your recommendation for the application with Rick's help, so that it's in those so it's on the website, and the announcement for applications can get out by, I would think, the end of January. Mm-hmm. Give those people...
Yeah, I'd like to target about the 1st of February, and that mm-hmm. gives them you know, a full month. Would you mind sending us all a copy?
Sure, I can
please
do that.
Patty?
I could email it.
That'd be great. And... So why don't we plan on getting together let's say, you know, early to mid-January, great, and going over the application and maybe preparing a set of instructions for it as well, those types of things. Then we can target around the first part. If somebody wants to get a hold of you.
I know, I tried to turn the thing on.
Then we can target around the first part of February. And yeah. I think the deadline was like March.
The end of February.
The first 6th last year.
I think we had the deadline that they had to be submitted to the city office by March 1st. Was that not?
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. And reviewing those applications so we could get the interviewing process started with the applicants, because that's a time consuming part, because schedules are tough mm-hmm. to line that way.
So do we want to set maybe a little time frame for putting that together?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then we can review at that time maybe some of the basic rules and regulations.
Yeah, I think that's a real good idea. If I just want to throw an arrow at a target, maybe around the mid-January time frame,
sure.
and maybe we did pretty good this last year about meeting on Tuesdays, although I think, Justin, when I sent an email out this last time around, you had a conflict on for yesterday.
It's not ongoing.
It's not ongoing.
Yes.
Okay. And does anyone else have a conflict on Tuesdays?
We have meetings all the time.
I know you
have. Never ending conflict.
So why don't we just target January 11th?
Okay.
And I think 5:30 works pretty good for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just make this a good working session and take a look at the application. If you'd like to send me an email with any suggestions, I don't mind being the... kind of the holder of the master copy, and then we can come in and just kind of work through that with a goal of getting the application reviewed by Rick and then out to the public for a completion
application.
Sure. Let's target February 1st to get to go public. And then maybe...
No, we're not going to meet February 1st. We're meeting until January
11th. We're going to meet January 11th. We may want to meet twice before we get the application.
Okay.
That just depends on what we get done.
We'll have the application ready by February 1st.
Yeah, I'd like to have the app ready by February 1st.
So why don't we just set another meeting for the 25th?
I'm cool with that.
I think, and maybe try and set all our meetings... I mean, as much as we can, just so we...
Yes, because otherwise we won't have room.
Patty will like that, because then it'll be on the calendar.
Yeah.
All right, well, why don't I do this, then?
We can always unschedule.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I do this, then? I will put together a meeting schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're definitely going to do it January 11th.
And the 25th.
And the 25th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not that I love going to meetings, but...
Well, we have them short and sweet.
We do pretty good about getting it out in an hour.
If you can't get it done in an hour, You're doing something wrong. So let's do that, and then sometime between now and the first part of the year, I'll send an email out, just checking with everyone on dates and things like that. So that'll work well. Another item for consideration we probably need to discuss is just we have one member I didn't hear from. Didn't hear from Lupita, and
I would be so bold as to say that based on non-attendance to previous meetings and with the charter for this committee and being set by the city, that she's resigned. She's missed more than three scheduled meetings, and that is grounds.
Do we have any ground rules for that?
Yeah, they're in the committee.
When they form it, maybe it'll tell you.
They're in the guidelines for the committee. And as a matter of fact, at the last in the June meeting, I emailed her before that meeting and indicated to her that she had missed X number of meetings, and that based on the guidelines set forth by City Council, that would exclude her from the committee. I've never heard a response, so I think you should.
Okay, well then, I think that are we all in agreement that we pretty much need to go after two members then?
Well, if we have an ad out, we'll just keep taking names.
Do we have anybody on the list who has called in that you're aware of, Patty?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I mean, 5 or 6 of you is plenty. If you only have 5 or 6, you're fine.
I tend to agree that I know that there was some movement that
the guidelines were set up to match the other committees by the council, and that the goal was to have 7 members.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't be short 2 then. Like, or you're leaving.
Robin and I are voting off as of January
1. So I'll just give 6 of us.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. Linda Smith is 5. That's a quorum.
We're still short.
Still short.
But right.
And I would like to have 7. I think if that's what the city asked for, I think that there ought to be another couple of people out there willing to.
Do we still? When it was originally set up, you had to have so many from the city. Somebody, what are the qualifications?
It's pretty much the same,
representing
tourism industry.
Either, since Mike's chairman, you will be officially the representative from the
city?
The
from the chamber?
Hospitality?
No.
No, you wouldn't be because you're no longer.
Yeah. No.
What you need to do is look at the. Why don't you also.
I'm a city resident.
Have her forward the resolution to all of you of when this will form. Then it will tell you how many meetings you can miss, and it will tell you what positions you need to fill. And then think about who fills what position. You get a little creative and see what's open.
Works for me. I don't know that we have anything else that we need to discuss.
I know a couple. And there's some good candidates for this committee will be nominees for chamber board membership who are not elected.
I agree with that, and
because they want to be involved. This is clearly an opportunity. Assuming they meet the guidelines and the set forth by the council, but they're wanting to serve, so take advantage of that.
And I've run it by a couple folks from the Snowmobile Association because I think that there could be some possibilities there to help out tourism as well. So, anything else that we need to discuss for the good of the order?
I just want to let everybody know I enjoyed serving on this committee over the last couple of years. And, we tread, if that's the right tense, a lot of unknown territory for a while.
But we learned a lot.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it went well. Yep. We did what we needed to do, and the organizations got what they needed, and it continues to be a positive thing, this involvement. So,
how much money did you guys get out?
What did we budget? Around 45
for the visitor center?
Yeah, well,
all together. Wasn't it
70,000 and some change, I thought, was about what the...
And I know from talking with Dan that the actuals are coming in
under.
Yeah. You know, about 10 or 15%.
Well, and we had over anticipated, but we padded our budget expectation by about 10%, if I recall.
Well, we like to be positive.
Yeah. Well, we did it because
you just don't spend it.
Yeah. You only get what there is.
Yeah, you get what you get, and that's
why that's why the recommendations are based on percentages, not dollar figures. Because you shoot yourself in the head. That is a circular firing squad if you set numbers.
And that's probably something else we might want to spend a little time explaining what the application is. Just here's how it works. We can say this is what we're targeting, but the bottom line is. If there's not people in the hotel rooms,
they need to understand that they're not necessarily going to get those exact numbers.
I think
it's going to be divvied up as it comes in.
And one other thing that Dan has mentioned, and it's come up on other venues with regards to the tourism dollars, is, and I agree, I think there's a real need for the different organizations, Rodeo, Frontier Days, Chamber, whoever, that have functions, car club, etc., that they coordinate it so they're not duplicating their effort on the same week, because it makes if you have 3 weekends all packed into one, there's a finite number of hotel rooms in this area.
It's just like Jade's Jazz in the Western
and the overflow we get nothing from it. So if you break it out and you maximize the available hotel rooms, you're not sending two-thirds of the people back to Sun River or Bend where we get nothing.
And if it's Sun River, they may not even come or Bend. Depending on how they travel.
And the one thing that we're working on at the Park District is creating a community calendar so we know as we plan events. So I have Terry calling people, and we'll share that information with anybody that wants it. Chamber of the City. And then that'll be on the park website, and can be on the chamber website, and we can link it to everybody's website. But we are having problems getting some groups to give us their dates.
Let's coordinate that too, because we're putting together the Visit Lapine website, which will have a pretty exhaustive calendar on there as well. And I know that Dan and Jane have been working hard on that.
And what would be great is if people could commit to weekends, not necessarily dates. And we know Frontier Days is
the
third weekend of this, the fourth weekend of that, the first weekend of here.
It's just to their advantage.
Exactly.
Because if you have 3 events on the same weekend, somebody's losing out.
Well, and it's to their advantage as an event putter together. You know what you're doing every year. So you can bring your volunteers together and everybody say, this is when we're going to need you. We just have the one building, and I remember 2 or 3 years ago, we had some things we were going to really push in there, and we couldn't fit them in the right weekends. And then we used to have the dog sled people down here, too. And so, if you didn't get your slot, where else were you going to hold an event?
Keep in mind that building's going to be available.
It's going to be unavailable most likely after the crab feed and then through probably August.
There is one other thing I'd like to point out and remind you and ask you guys to continue to keep it on the front burner with the city council, and that's my recommendation that they look very strongly at increasing the percentage of room tax with the city of Lapine, because we're way below.
We're 7.
We're at 6, I think.
No, I thought we're 7.
Yeah, it might be 7, but Sun River is double that. And Bend is, some of them are double, I'm not sure exactly.
And some of them have 2 or 3.
But
the city tax and the home tax and the whatever taxes.
And one of the arguments that was made against that was, well, you're going to drive people away from the hotels. And I submit, no, you won't. Because if somebody drives into Lapine and they go to the Best Western, I cannot tell you the last time, and I've spent a lot of time in hotels, I have never stood at a hotel desk and heard a guest come in and say, well, your tax is too high, I'm going to go to the next city. I just not let that happen.
This is part of what
you pay when you rent a room in our room. You know that.
If you're talking about 2%, 2% of 100, you know, $100, which
is $2 is what, 10 cents?
Well, you know, that's $1. And I agree. I think that, you know, that's definitely worth taking a look at. There are some conversations that we've had about the whole urban renewal approach, and I think that once the new city council takes their chairs and all that, we can kind of start some discussions about
I'm really intrigued by that, by sending the excess.
Yeah, I just think that's
an urban renewal project.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there are that's a big key to bolstering
the value increase right now.
None of these issues are mutually exclusive. They all rest on the each other.
Yeah.
The view of the city from people driving through, first impressions are important.
Yeah.
If you're driving through and you don't know, if you're a tourist and you're driving through and you're getting towards evening and you want to look for a motel, you know, it's going to be, and you know you're 25 miles from Bend, you're liable not to just say, you know what, I'm going to set rest here. You're probably going to push it on through. We have to make that change.
Yep. I drove through Terrebonne for the first time in a long time last week, and, you know, they've dressed that little town. Really doing a nice job in that little town.
Madras is the same way.
All really Terrebonne did, and this would happen here, it's curbs and sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
And in their case, they put gravel down in there. Little pits, but and I told ODOT when we were out here turning the other day, they used Terrebonne as an example. I said, yeah, but Bluetooth will not have gravel and inside that. But if you do curb sidewalk with your swale, then you can grass those up and push them up and everything to make them look good. It immediately, anytime you channelize, now your businesses are going to have a fit when you channelize. Because they're used to this swooshing in right now on no curbs.
This business won't have a fit.
But I'm just saying it's very controversial. You have businesses that are backing out in the road, the grocery store, little convenience store down the street. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's a hot issue. But it's curbs and sidewalks. You channelize
traffic too. Slow traffic too, because people have to slow down to make that sharper turn into the parking lot.
Yeah.
So there's going to be more break.
We're actually having a meeting on the 26th at his building with ODOT and everything because they're doing this plan right now, and it includes all that. We walked the whole thing, and I just read today their whole report that they're at, where the traffic signals could go and which ones meet warrants to have a signal. And so anyway, that's on the 26th at about 6 o'clock.
Well, I hope
they
figure out a way to slow these trucks down. It's ridiculous.
So well, I know the chamber's going to send that out to the businesses because I think that's important.
Well, I know there's some movement around the circles I run in about some different ordinances regarding a variety of things around town. And so I think that you're right, there will be a lot of discussion, but I think the whole idea of urban renewal
The building that I went to today for the grand opening, that complex, if you slow down and when you leave here tonight and you go down and look at what is out in front of them.
We don't have to, we know.
But I always tell people, but I think I was telling you guys, what I did in Madras when I went and did it, one thing they did is, and you're the photographer, I went and I took pictures of every business. And then what we did is, with no voice, no judgments, we just started one into town and you played them on the big screen. Mm. And you slowly let them fade in and out. Everyone in the room just had to sit and watch it. Even though you've driven by it 100 times, when you see it in a dark room up on the wall, and what we said is, this is what a tourist sees. A tourist doesn't know that this has neat people. A tourist doesn't know that it's so pretty in the little Deschutes. A tourist doesn't know it's the people that make Lapine. A tourist only sees one thing, and that's how they make their decisions to stop by, put a business, and you name it. And so I think that's one of the things you do is, and if you look at that one, because I just noticed again today, I come up there, and there is 48,000 signs on little wood 4x4 poles. I mean, and
lettered, paint peeling.
It's unbelievable. and those things, and I can tell you, when you go to take those signs down, those businesses are going to flip out.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It looks like socks on a rooster. It needs to be fixed.
Come up with this stuff. So, it's going to be interesting.
Well,
one of our ordinances will address that.
But even the main sign, their main big monument sign is crappy looking. Long names on it.
As a business person, for me, it boils down to what is my return on my investment? Whether that be for advertising, whether that be for licensing fees, whether that be for permit, whatever it is. And if the city of Lapine can offer something that has curb appeal, that gives pride, a sense of, you know, a pride or sense of pride in ownership to people as they come through, then I'm more than willing to contribute.
Yeah. Right.
But if there's no return on my investment, like that previous shot at a business tax,
right?
You know, pardon me, hell no. It's not.
Well, even after we get the people here, the crab feed's a great example. We get a ton of people from from the coast, of all places, come to eat our crab. And they stay in Sun River for the most part. They come every year. They rent a whole house and they get 14 people together and they stay in Sun River. They come to the crab feed and they go back to Sun River. They don't go down to someplace else. They don't go
to Sun River.
That's part of our deal too. Maybe we need to create something else around, that embellishes it.
You know, just as an example, most people have never been to Diamond Stone Guest Lodge. That place will just blow you away. I mean, that is...
It really is a poster child of what we need for the Pine. We need those sorts of facilities. The bed and breakfast concept will work well. It doesn't work necessarily in bed, but it would work wonderfully here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, certainly we have a lot of things to talk about.
Any of our guests want to?
Yeah, I'm wondering if any of our guests here want to ask any questions.
I do.
Yeah, sure.
You were talking about, 97, when you go on down, right? Now, I'm out there every day. I'm sure most everyone has seen me out there. The biggest thing I see, and thinking as a tourist, when I first came here, some of the businesses are so, the building is so old, what have you, that if you're going through and if you're interested, you see stuff like that, you think, I'm not going to stop there, I'm going to go on. Okay. And that includes especially the hotels. Yeah. They're old, you can see that. You know, it's not the old, as per se, you know, old time type stuff, but they're just like they're falling apart.
Yeah, if they were old and cutesy, people would stop and shop.
It's the whole concept of pride and ownership.
Mm-hmm. You know. And I understand that, but somewhere along the line, you got to say, okay, now this is what's got to have to be done.
Yep.
You know, because if you're trying to improve Lapine, that's the biggest part because they're coming through there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, you know, when the ordinances begin to get established and written and begin to become enforced, you're going to see those kinds of things correct themselves. It's not going to be next week, but it's going to happen. And it's all part of the growing pains of a small city.
And I would encourage you, if that's a big concern, we've got a great opportunity next week at the candidate forum where we'll have all the folks running for city council. And
I'm going to be there.
Have you come by to that, and you'll have an opportunity to submit questions, things like that as well.
Even though I am not in the paper, I'm running for city council.
One of the candidates.
Oh, okay. I haven't met you then.
No, because he don't have me in the paper. I was in one paper once, and that was about it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Great. All right, anyone else?
I just wanted to make a comment, and this was something that we had to strive to overcome when we first started, was the perception of the community that the TRT funds could go for anything.
Yeah.
And, there was a fair amount of education that went on, both for this committee educating the city council, but educating other people in the community. And I'll be darned if I didn't run into that same thing the other day. I'm just like, how could you possibly be sitting on the city committee and not know and be very unhappy because the money for the TRT was going to tourism stuff? So, I mean, just be aware perception is still out there in the community.
Education of the people is critical for the success.
Well, maybe what we need to do is write an article and ask Sandy to put it in the Eagle.
That might be a great thing to do.
You know, in the December, January time frame, something like that.
Particularly since we're going to be asking people to apply for the funds, it would be a good time to really explained what they're used for, so that, that they have.
Yeah. Any issue with respect to that for
an article?
Is the article being run through you or the?
Oh, I don't want to write the article.
No, 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 no. No, for, for, I mean, I can imagine at least a couple of the.
Come on, you got nothing else to do.
I can imagine at least a couple of the city councilors.
You guys can write any article you want. What's that?
I can just imagine at least two of the current city councilors would want to review that before it hit the press. Well, and I'm just guessing.
Your committee, if you from the committee wants to explain what you guys do with TRT, I think it's fine.
Okay, I don't mind writing you.
No, I think it's a great idea. I just
I think that would go a long ways to goodwill about, especially at the point where you're looking at maybe raising the TRT tax. More people that understand that it, you know, that is not a tax the citizens pay, nor is it something that they can spend on anything they want.
There's a real misconception. You're absolutely right. And one of the biggest misconceptions among a lot of people in Lapine is that that money is comes from Lapine or it's Lapine's money. That money comes from tourists. People that come into town and rent a room pay that tax money. That's it doesn't come.
And the motels don't pay it. 99% of it. I mean, it doesn't come out of their pocket. They just take it.
It's a pass-through.
And
is there one other topic before we adjourn? One of the things that concerns me is between, you know, the time between now and the time that we get the city charter and ordinances happen and things like that. And even after that, there's this issue of enforcement. And how are we to know who's paying, who's collecting, who's on time, who's not, those kind of
things? On the transit room tax?
Yes.
Well, when we keep track, and, when people pay, and, we have not done audits, to my knowledge. We have not done audits, have we? Where we went in and like looked at the books of a motel and see if they're paying us the percents.
Has anyone just taken a drive around the city every now and then to say, okay, do we have them on our list? Do we have them on our list?
I have.
Okay.
So I don't know if anyone else has. And it would be your ones that probably fall through the cracks. Our main three or four motels, you know, that we know they are. It would be the little RV parks that I see all over. There's three or four of them. And, and remember, if you're in for a month, and when I see the skirting around it, you just assume that they're for more than a month when they look like they've moved in. And I notice a lot of those. But then other ones, they're coming and going. And I would imagine there's some slippage there.
Small vacation rentals.
A few vacation rentals around town, a little slippage there.
We pay our TRT fund.
You guys do?
Roslyn Camper.
Thank you, Justin. We love every guy.
All like 30.
Well, again, that's you're probably right. It's probably just a few here.
I mean, the reality is that 50% of the I'm guessing, I don't know, 50% or it could be more is coming from one project. So the rest is all divided between because you have one larger motel that charges a higher rate, and they got the numbers, and so that they're the ones that's paying it. And the rest, you got these little 10-uniters, and they got two or three rented one night, and they're charging $40 a night.
But if we could get all the RVs and the tents and the campers from these campgrounds that are within 15 or 20 minutes of downtown Lapine, some of that money needs to come to us.
Yes, it does.
Well, you're talking from the camp.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you need
those people come here to shop, they come here to eat, and they're coming to Lapine. They're not coming to Sun River.
Have you talked to your county commissioners about that?
We are going to address that after the elections.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's a legitimate issue to see if you could get some distribution from the county, because they're all going to COBA, I'm assuming.
That's right. They are going to COBA, and I think that the right approach is to, we'll put together a group of...
Can't figure out a way to make COBA like us.
Well,
I'm not sure it's achievable, but I'm saying that's what you can.
Those decisions were made 5-6 some odd years ago with a different set of city commissioners.
That's right.
And I think that I know the three city commissioners now, and I know a lot of the folks around. I'm just thinking that there may be some sympathetic ears for making a few changes.
Yeah. It's just a matter of a boundary thing, is what it is. Setting boundaries.
Right,
that are a little more logical than what they've got.
Yeah.
Or make sure that COVID is giving us, you know, the services that we desire and want. You know, I mean, that'd be the other
part. That would be the other part. Is
to say, you know, okay, if you aren't going to spend XYZ dollars on our promotion, then we want the money. Mm-hmm. And then that would force them.
What COVID's problem is saying is that when they say Central, they have a list of fine, you know, on the list or something, and they, it's all.
Well, you're there.
You know, however they do their promos.
I kind of like the idea of us being in charge of.
Sun River gets keeps theirs, I'm assuming.
Sun River pretty much funds their entire chamber on those monies.
And I think it would be good, you know,
there's
more local control.
There's work to be done. There's no question.
I think with the changes at the commission, you're right. With Alan Unger there now, and you have obviously there'll be a new one, and everyone and Tammy, they're all new. And these rules were done, you know, with a bit of a crustier crowd. You know.
Well, notwithstanding Tony DeBone's campaign one way or the other, I mean, you know, Tammy Bainey, she really likes the fine.
Mm-hmm.
So she will listen reasonably.
Yeah.
I think regardless of the election outcomes, that you just got a different sitting board.
Any
other comments or anyone else? All right.
Ashley, did you have anything for us?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
I just wanted to check.
No, I'm good. Thank you.
I motion to adjourn the meeting.
Okay, motion to adjourn. Second?
Second.
Okay, all right. It's your gavel still.
Here.
You can pound it. Meeting is adjourned.
Off to the next one.
Keep going.
Thanks. Good job. You guys are going to be great. I'm just